So back to the president's Friday news conference once again, talking about his apparent review of the NSA domestic surveillance policies, a review, he says, that began well before the Snowden leaks.
It's not enough for me as president to have confidence in these programs. The American people need to have confidence in them as well. And that's why over the last few weeks I've consulted members of Congress who come at this issue from many different perspectives. I've asked the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board to review where our counterterrorism efforts and our values come into tension. And I directed my national security team to be more transparent and to pursue reforms of our laws and practices.
President Obama is selling the NSA programs there, as well as providing what he called a new level of transparency. But the president is apparently betting that the American people won't have a problem with the government going after companies like Lavabit, Edward Snowden's email provider of choice, an encrypted service. Last week, Lavabit announced its decision to close down entirely rather than comply with a court order to participate in surveillance on its customers. The same day, another secure email provider, Silent Circle, announced it will suspend its encrypted email services. Phil R. Zimmerman, creator of Pretty Good Privacy, the most widely used email encryption software in the world, and president and co-founder of Silent Circle, a global encrypted communication service that, as we mentioned, suspended their email service last week. Welcome, Phil.
Glad to be here.
So what's going on here? The notion of encryption as a product and encryption as a weapon against government surveillance, there's a real tension here.
Well, if you look at the arms race between cryptographers and cryptanalysts, the cryptographers are ahead at the moment. But if you look at the ability for governments to gather intelligence through a broad spectrum of means, the government is far ahead.
So the government can get a lot of data that they're superior at, but decoding it quickly is not something they're terribly good at, and that's why you're standing in their way in some people's view.
Yes. We're making it difficult to get the content of phone calls or text messages. One of the things that we're seeing is an emerging problem for government awareness of its own citizens' activities is the collection of metadata. That is information about who you call, when you call them, and that's at the center of the scandal around PRISM.
Is the government making things difficult for you?
Well, the government is using, the government is making something difficult for us in that we had an encrypted email service. And email is different from phone calls in that the email is stored on servers and is more vulnerable to government access. In our case, we had to end our email service because we have an encrypted mail service that has our cryptographic keys stored on the server, and we did not want that to be subject to government seizure, so we decided to end our email encryption service. But we have other communication services where the keys are not shared with the server, namely our secure phone calls and secure text messaging. In that case, the cryptographic keys are created and negotiated between the two parties only on the endpoints, on the mobile devices. And those are still available. Those are our flagship products.
What do you make of the shutdown of your encrypted email service and other services like Lavabit? What does that do to the business, and what does that do to the government's standing in terms of being able to intervene in private conversations?
I think that it's damaging to the U.S. economy when internet companies have to turn over things to the government. It means that customers around the world are suspicious of using U.S. companies, and business falls off. We didn't want to have our reputation sullied by people feeling that they couldn't trust us because we're associated with the United States. So rather than go through that, we decided to pull the plug on our email encryption service, but we didn't pull the plug on the other services because they're architecturally different, and the keys and the content are not available on the server.
No, I understand that. They're a one-to-one operation, but you sound like a pretty exasperated entrepreneur right now.
Yeah, we're sorry to have to lose part of our business.
If I came to you and said, do you know who's using your encrypted Silent Circle service? Do you know that it's not Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula? Do you know it's not some other character that the U.S. would have an interest in knowing about?
No, I don't know that it's not Al-Qaeda. In a previous life, I developed email encryption software, PGP, and that is used by bad guys. And I presume that bad guys may be using what we have today. But everyone else are good guys. Our stuff is used by Navy SEALs, by U.S. intelligence agencies, by special forces in Canada and Britain, by banks, by oil companies, by Fortune 100 companies, and by common, ordinary people. So, as with any technology, when you create technology, it's going to be used by a broad spectrum of society, including bad guys.
Phil Zimmerman is the creator of Pretty Good Privacy, the most widely used email encryption software in the world, and president and co-founder of Silent Circle, the global encrypted communication service that suspended email service last week, as he mentioned. Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.